This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The globalists have collapsed. Central and South America. Giant waves are on their way, programmed and brainwashed in re-education camps called UN emergency centers. We either stabilize the southern border, crack down on the Mexican leadership, the Venezuelan leadership, or we lose the country. This is it. Make no mistake. This is all defensive. 100%. You notice I didn't support regime change in Syria. Didn't support it in Iraq. Didn't support the whole Ukrainian fiasco because the globalists started it. And the globalists started this against our country. And just like Russia stood up to the destabilization of Ukraine and the attempt to drive the Russian population that's been there for 500 years out, we have to stand up now. And just like Putin put troops into western and eastern Ukraine, we have to put troops in right now. Because it's right down there south of us, and we're already being hit by this. It's our issue, it's our sovereignty, and it's being done by design, 21st century, fifth generational warfare. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Thomas is active military. We're going to go to him in just a moment. We're going to talk to Jim, first-hand accounts of migrants crossing, active duty National Guard, migrant crisis FEMA camps, minister on the sleeping churches in China takeover, retired police officer, immigration family, is Border Patrol, citizen on migrant crisis, has lived in Mexico, El Paso, worked at Border Patrol in California, what Trump needs to do. Let's go to Jake in Washington State first. Jake, thanks for calling and holding.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say I think the number one thing President Trump could do is get the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to track the number of DUI deaths caused by illegal aliens. They're giving driver's license to everybody. They don't know who's causing these deaths anymore. And if you look at the cost of a two-vehicle accident with multiple people killed, additional people...
No, I agree. We should point the statistics. We spend like $200 million a year on illegals. Let me ask you this. What about my point that we have to nip it at the bud, cut the UN funding this, like Trump just did cutting the money to the Central American countries, and we've also got to cut the funding to these other leftist groups, and we're going to have to go into Venezuela.
I absolutely believe you've got to cut the funding to send the message that this is intolerable. And the key thing is the costs are hidden to the American public. And you don't have to be an evil person to kill somebody as a drunk. You can just be a guy who went to a party. But then,
and let's just say it. The illegal aliens are above the law. It comes out, they just let them go and they drunk the drive. I'm not trying to act tough here, calling for stopping Mexico. But when Mexico lets people go through its country, not stay there, but attack us, invade us, we've got to do something. And Trump's talking about cutting funding. That's not enough. Seal the border. Yes, that'll put pressure on Mexico. But what about Venezuela, a fallen, corrupt group now bringing foreign troops in?
I think the ultimate thing you could do is take the troops you'd put in Venezuela and put them on the U.S. border. Then the Venezuelan carnage and mayhem will end up in Mexico, and Mexico will realize this is intolerable.
I know, but you understand that when the illegals crawl through the barbed wire holding babies up as human shields under law, they get to stay here. So the place you keep them is you stabilize Venezuela, who's got resources coming out the yin-yang. Then that stops the whole, that's where the whole UN thing is set up. So why would we sit there? It's kind of like not bombing the North in Vietnam. Oh, we're not going to bomb the factories in the North because we've got some, deal at the UN. Blow the hell out of the North. So it's the same thing. Why are we having a war when the whole thing running it is just sitting there?
Like, you're a gift to this country from God, but I just think we've been running internal checkpoints in the United States forever. We got to draw the line at our border.
No, I agree with you. If we've got internal checkpoints, here's the thing. The immigration judges won't, we should, look, Southwest Airlines will fly somebody to Central America for $500, or South America for $600. I mean, I say we start chartering Southwest Airlines planes with federal marshals on it, handcuff these people, throw their asses on the airplanes and take them there and dump them where they came from. I mean, because we've got to stop the giant dam breaking. There's nothing against having some immigration, but this is a tsunami. I mean, you get the point I'm making, right?
Absolutely. God bless you for your intensity, Alex. This country needs it. Your vision is clear, and your passion is so palpable. It's just incredibly positive for this nation.
Well, you are, Jake. You're more focused than I am. And I'm not trying to sound radical here. We're under radical attack, so I have to go all in and call for what others won't call for. I'm serious. We need a humanitarian emergency mission to Venezuela. They're under a damn dictator flooding us with giant masses of people. What are we going to do, sit here and take it?
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, back live. President Trump and a lot of speeches have said Russian troops need to leave, Chinese troops need to leave. I had said stay out of Venezuela, even though it's a dictatorship. But now they've organized the UN camps the last 3 years into Colombia to create a corridor because they're right there in northern South America. Central America is a very short little trek, a few hundred miles. You make that trek, you get up to Mexico, and now they just let the people right through. And I've been in Mexico. I have to have security now, and I went through an internationally recognized group and got a federale, well, two different times. And they sit there and show me the police feeds, everything. I'm like, oh, no, sir, you don't want to be in Cancun. You want to be in another place. Look, and they showed me stuff that wasn't on the news. In fact, I thought about getting one of the fellas on the air. He's willing to even do it, but we're going to blur out his face. And I had my own security down there on top of it, obviously. And they were just showing me everything. And I even drove in a taxi to see it, and there was the steakhouse that I'd eaten at a year before, you know, that was closed, and everybody was robbed, and in armored vehicles, and Marines getting killed at night inside their hotel rooms, and Americans getting kidnapped and killed, and I mean, multiple times a day. And I was staying in another resort, not in Cancun, but nearby, that doesn't have crime. And I talked to the police, and I talked to some of the folks, because this gentleman was friends with the Marines that were in somewhat control of the area, and he was talking to them, and they were just like, well, if you want to come to Cancun, you can come ride one of our armored vehicles with us. We'll take you to dinner. But they said, you know, we just lost a couple people yesterday, a couple people the day before. This is the Marines getting killed. And there's troops all over the street when you land at the airport. I mean, I've been to third world countries. I've been in war zones, on the edge of war zones. I've never seen anything like this. I've been in hurricane zones where the military's on the street. And this is like the police and military are like this. I mean, they've got their big, heavy guns out, armored vehicles, motorcycles everywhere. And they said, oh, it's all over Mexico. It's Central America is invaded. Oh, we hope Trump can stop it. And they were talking about even areas that they lived in Mexico that didn't even have bad crime are now really bad. And they're like, oh, if you thought El Chapo was bad, and if you thought the Mexican cartels were bad, they said these Guatemalan and Honduran groups, they are so bad. He said, now we have the Venezuelans here. They don't care. They don't care. They'll give a key of cocaine to a 15-year-old kid and a machine gun and say, you're in charge of this area. Go shoot everybody in that restaurant, and the kid will go do it. So Mexico, which is on the high end of third world countries, you wouldn't think of that, but wealth-wise, it's on the high end. A lot of nice areas. It is being overrun with Central Americans right now. And now they go, oh, and now, sir, the South Americans. And you think, oh, that's just the Mexicans being elitist. No, Mexico is like 10 times safer than Venezuela or Guatemala. And what is Trump going to do? We're just going to sit here and let the whole thing collapse? Good. Seal the border. Cut off the Mexican funding. Cut off all the Central American funding. He's starting to do it. Good. Thank God. Imagine if we had Hillary during all this. Let's go back to your calls. Oh, my gosh, I forgot. Jim's in Colombia. I should have gone to him first. Thanks for holding. First-hand accounts of migrants crossing. Jim, what are you witnessing down there? Because obviously we put a map up for those who don't know. You've got Venezuela in eastern, northeastern South America, and they go right through. And basically Colombia, as you know, is threatened war right now over the fact that the Venezuelan government's allowing this.
Yes, but I'm not so sure that Colombia would actually go to war with Venezuela. That, I believe, came from Trump last week mentioning that President Duque here in Colombia had lied to him and said that he was going to cut down the flow of illegal drugs into America, but it's actually increased. That's my thought on that. Everything else, everything you're saying, you are spot on. I'm in a place called Bucaramanga, Colombia. I'm about 6 to 7 hours from the border. In distance, I don't know how far I am, but you have to go up the mountain, down the mountain. It's just very difficult to travel. I know people that live in the border town of Cucuta, Colombia, and that's where you get the famous pictures that everybody in the United States are seeing with the where they're blocking those huge bridge freeways in between Venezuela and Colombia. But people are still coming through there. How they're getting through, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them just coming and walking around the barricades and just coming right over the bridge. I have met countless Venezuelans here, and around Christmas time, me and my wife were shopping in an area right close to Bucaramanga, and there were a lot of Venezuelans with satchels full, gym bags actually, full of Venezuelan bolivars, their currency. And I thought, well, I'm going to help these guys out. And I gave them some Colombian money in exchange for the what I call communist money. And it is communist money. I took it home to my son, let him get on the computer. He thought he had a big stack of money for Christmas, and to teach him a lesson of how communism actually affects money. And he was astounded. He's 10 years old. I've met women, probably about 5 to 8 women with children in another place close to here called Florida Blanca, Colombia, and that's where these people are hubbing up and they're getting help. What is happening is the men are going, they're going on, they're moving on towards the United States, and me and my wife would try to give money to any of these people that we see on the streets with children. And my wife is Colombian, and she speaks more fluent Spanish than me. But we've asked these ladies, so where are your husbands out? Well, they've went on. They've gone on towards America, and we're waiting because there's groups that will help us. And then we're going to go later. So we're trying to survive until they send.
Oh, that's all public. It's the UN. It's all staged.
Yeah.
What do you think Trump should do? Because Latin America's collapsing. North Africa's collapsing. The Middle East is collapsing. We're talking about not 10 million, but 50 million. We're talking about the end of our civilization as we know it here.
You are exactly right. I am a hands-off conservative libertarian. In this situation, we have no choice. We're either going to take care of the situation now. It's probably going to have to be an invasion or a huge, strong show of force out in the sea, at the Colombian border or the Brazilian border or what have you. If we don't do it now, we're going to end up spending there's going to be more bloodshed, more money spent if we don't correct the situation now.
Well, 20 million illegal aliens is bringing the U.S. to its knees. and driving down the wages and bankrupting everything. Imagine another 20, 30 million, and they're all being brainwashed by the UN and shipped in. We must do it. Jim, I'm going to go to more calls for the military and others that are holding. I really appreciate you calling. When we come back, Thomas is active military. Let's talk about the situation. Then we've got John is active National Guard. We go right to John, right to Thomas when we come back. And then we're going to go to everybody else, like Pastor Sam and Greg, everybody else that's holding. I'm going to try to go bam, 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 but these calls are so informative, it's hard not to do. Just please remember this. This is why they don't want us on air now. They're going to make their move with false flags, mass shootings. They're going to make their move with imploded government, with imploded borders. They're going to make their move with assassinations. This is World War IV. World War III was the Cold War. This is the globalist war against the nation state. And they've already lost their big plan for the current world government, but they're regrouping, trying to bring down the nation state. So whatever you do, support that local AM or FM station, spread the word about the broadcast, and tell folks they can listen to the forbidden, evil, pro-America broadcast. They can hear it for themselves, make up their own mind, at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Please share those links. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique option strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The fact that Trump tried to stabilize the border, he tried to get congressional funding, he tried to get laws changed, he's not a dictator. And now the Border Patrol, I've been on there 25 years, I've never seen this talk. We're under red alert, we're getting 3 to 4 times the number we ever got, we're having to let people go, we don't want to do this, this is super dangerous, these are unaccompanied children, red alert. Well, just do your job, handle it. Oh yeah, you're one Border Patrol agent for on average 200 people. Oh yeah, you're one guy. You're going to handle 200 people. Give me a break. Give me a break. And it's this instant gratification. I'm not here to kiss the Border Patrol's ass, but they got a rough job. And I see the Republican pundits like, well, Trump's got record catch and release. Yeah. Because there's not beds, there's not judges, there's not infrastructure. So we better push the president to get the troops on the border, get that wall finished, and put pressure on Venezuela that is absolutely already collapsed. You've got a collapsed country with how many people live in Venezuela? Let's look that up. And most of them are coming this way. We're not just going to be paying for them. They're going to be voting the names of dead people. And most of them are communists. There, we got active duty military guy. Just hang up. So I'm going to go to John in Mass, active duty National Guard, migrant crisis, FEMA camps. Thanks for calling, John. I appreciate it. You're on the air.
Alex, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's your view on all this?
It's just ridiculous. And I believe it was your show that that brought up the FEMA camps, where there was a congresswoman or somebody that mentioned, like, oh, we're building, well, it was end games. Oh, we're building them for when the illegals come. So the illegals are here, and they ain't filling up the camps. And it's tough living up here in the Republic of Massachusetts, where even the Republican governor is a Democrat.
Well, you're right. Notice that we've got all these nonviolent offenders in prison. Trump's trying to fix that. But then smugglers, murderers, multi-time kidnappers are just turned loose by ICE because the judges let them go. The judges, so what do we do about these judges?
You can't, long list of impeachment, or just, it's ridiculous. I mean, you don't know what it's like being a conservative living in Massachusetts. And, like, for me working, I work as a contractor on the outside. I can't compete with all the illegals that are floating around here.
It's insane. It drives down our wages. We're not even against them. God bless you, John. I appreciate your call. Mike's an active duty police officer in Florida. That's another place massive amounts of illegals are showing up. What's your view on this? What should we do? What should Trump do?
All right. First and foremost, Alex, how do you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I think we should militarize the border until the wall gets erected. Once it's erected and Border Patrol does an assessment, they slowly demilitarize the border. So they stabilize it and then demilitarize it until this thing gets under control.
And by the way, that's in the Constitution. The one place it's supposed to be militarized is your border. That's your cell wall, your cell membrane, and it's the Border Patrol says it's collapsed now, and if they fully break it, we'll be just like Europe.
Yeah, I think that's the model. You look at the EU, that's the model for the New World Order, so to speak, for one world government, and then duplicate the same process in America. Massive migration with different cultures. They don't even have to import Arab people. They're just, you know, anything connecting to our country is going to be fair game.
Can you believe that George Ramos, the head of the Democratic National Committee, just says, quote, nothing we can do to stop them, just open the borders? I mean, we're only getting the worst on average of these countries. They're collapsing. Is he insane?
Yes. And That's what they want. That's their game plan. They want crazy chaos, and we need to do whatever it takes to stop it. Just to shift gears a little bit, I do buy your products. I buy it quarterly, and I got an idea for a shirt. If you listen,
please,
if it's okay. I like the. I got all the InfoWars shirts. The main ones, like the ones that say InfoWars on it. InfoWars in the front .com, and on the back, Tomorrow's News Today, and then InfoWars.com logo along with it in the back. I think that would be a great shirt.
Oh, that's a great one. Tomorrow's News Today. What color do you want it?
Black and white would be great. That's a great color you guys have.
Okay, so we'll do black and white with a... you want Tomorrow's News Today on the back with an InfoWars.com square logo. What do you want on the front?
Just an InfoWars, the logo, InfoWars.com. Once people read it from the rear, they go, what the hell is that? Tomorrow's News Today. And then they'll go up to it and say, oh, wow, InfoWars.com. And
I'll tell you, in a conservative or hard work, blue collar or even wealthy area, as long as it's red blooded American area, you could be in a Cuban American area, you could be in a black area. People love InfoWars. But when you get in the leftist area, I want to warn listeners, you will get thrown out of restaurants, you will get physically attacked. That's why I wear a News Wars or a Molon Labe or a 1776 shirt. Then you only meet patriots. But yeah, wearing an InfoWars shirt is quite the choose your adventure. What's happened to you, Mike, wearing an InfoWars shirt?
I just get thumbs up when I go because I'm in more of a Republican area than anywhere else. So I wear it. I don't care if people, you know, give me the middle finger if I'm out with it. I just, you know, listen, 2 years ago, I didn't even know who George Soros was. I stumbled upon you. There's people depressed at work that Hillary was going to get in office. And I think the thing that, you know, I just was wowed by your RNC speech, the 1776 speech, that classic epic speech you did. I have an idea for a rally around time that Trump gets close to office. An InfoWars rally in Washington, D.C. with musical guests Ted Nugent and Sammy Hagar, and have some of the, some special guests like Roger Stone. I'm sure I'll be cleared of everything by then.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Let me throw this at you. Trump's turned the corner. We know his real approval rate is like 60%. That's why they're so scared. And good things are happening, but then we see him trying to break the border. He should have way more support. He should have way more support. He actually trying to keep his promises. I just can't believe there's such a large contingent of Democrats. Democrats, to me, didn't used to be this crazy. What is your view? Or were they always that crazy, Mike? Because they've gone nuts.
Well, in the Jimmy Carter era, because, you know, I can go remember as far as back then, I was probably 11, but I still remember. I mean, because the news wasn't so in your face as now. I think it was, I always looked at them as a weak party, but they weren't as crazy as they are now that I noticed. And then Ronald Reagan was the man. I mean, how do you beat that? And then the Clintons came along. Nobody really knew who the Clintons were. I don't think you did until you start investigating them. When I noticed one thing about Hillary, most of the Democratic-wise or even presidential-wise, they were very subservient, so to speak, where they didn't, you know, say much. I noticed when they were on the campaign trail back in 92, I mean, she was aggressive, going, come on, join us. And I'm going, who's running for president, this lady or her husband? I'm going, it was always weird.
They're definitely creepy, bad people. Thank you for the call. Great points, Mike. Okay, I'm going to bam, 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 take your calls. Sherry and those with the longest, Ika and Pastor Sam and Greg, everybody else. We've taken some military and police calls. We got Jim's up next in Dallas as a major in the Texas Guard. I don't want to say, not many majors in that, but I don't want to get in trouble. But that's what he said. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, America's in a fight for her life. We got a president who is trying to walk on landmines of not spooking the public, but at the same time preparing the country to defend itself. You know, I didn't even mention the story. It was on InfoWars.com yesterday. Illinois House passes bill requiring women African Americans on corporate boards. Now, on the surface, that sounds real good. Oh, really? Help black people. Help women. Corporate boards saying if you have a corporation and then you create a board to govern it, you have to put certain people on it. That sounds pretty Nazi to me. You know, I don't think there's a lot of white people on the board of BET or the NAACP or a lot of Christians on the board of the ADL. Groups have free association. We're not going to ban a golf course or we're not going to ban a bank from having white people or black people at it. But, You know, if folks want to go create their own group, whether it's the Polish American Association or, you know, whatever it is, that's what people do. This is dangerous, and this will kill Illinois even faster. Then I got stories like this one up on Infowars.com. It's got to go viral. Great examples of this. Jussie Smollett is a hero. Google improves Empire actors' search results. And the Don Salazar article, tech giants' preferential treatment of libs continues unabated. And it turns out they've put a bunch of fake results for him that he's a hero and a great guy. Just like Maxine Waters said, she's proud of him. He did a great job. So that's who they are, folks. The Democrats think they can do anything they want, whenever they want, and escape any type of even scrutiny. But that story's front and center at News Wars. There's a war on for the news. Newswars.com. Jussie Smollett's a hero. That's the top search result. You look at DuckDuckGo, it's an idiot, liar, suspect, joke, pathological liar. Go to Google, he's a hero. Think of the nerve of that. And then Sundar Pichai, right there while I'm in his face, gets in front of Congress and says we've never fixed one search result. Ever. Well, that's funny. That's really hilarious if it wasn't so serious. Whew, man. Who's been home the longest here? Let's go to Pastor Sam in Texas. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to start by confirming everything that you said about Latin America and South America and Mexico today. I know time is going to limit us, so I'd just like to go to your most controversial point first. The Mexican president is absolutely a fraud. The election was a fraud. There were over 200 politicians assassinated in the run-up to this election, and I have personally approached three different Latin presidents about this. What we do in Venezuela is a dry run for what we are also going to have to do in Mexico.
No, I totally agree. And the U.S. has had to invade Mexico three times, and it's a constant problem. And the outgoing president was a patriot and worked with Trump. The new president is a socialist and is a globalist and is working to openly collapse everything. So they're invading us with drugs and murder and millions of people and letting it happen and bragging they're doing it. So we'll see what happens. This is all U.N. run. All the Democratic Party is behind this. It's why you've seen the Democrats call MS-13 God's children. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. I appreciate the call. We'll put the current Mexican president on screen for you and give you all his bio info for TV viewers. We put the wrong Mexican president up. That was the outgoing guy trying to actually help things and fix things, but there's a new guy in there. Jim, yeah, there's the new guy right there. All right, let's talk to Jim in Dallas. Jim, you're on the air. You work with the State National Guard. People think, oh, State Guard. That's like the creme de la creme of patriots working with federal and state to try to defend the border. And Texas is the hot spot, so they're right in the middle of it. Jim, what are you witnessing down there?
Well, let me correct you, Alex. I'm not in the National Guard. I'm in the Texas State Guard.
Well, I said Texas State Guard. I think I said that. You must have.
I'm on Major General Bodish's staff. I'm the intelligence officer, or one of a couple, okay? We're working with Chief Randall Prince of the Texas Rangers right now and activating, of course, the Ranger Reconnaissance Team at the Border Security Operations Center. And from our side of it, we're centralizing at the 39th Composite Regiment, that's Texas State Guard, in El Paso. Don't think that we're going to wait for the federal government to protect the state of Texas. Okay, you've got aviation units up there in Marshall. They're coming down to the border. And if the feds aren't going to do their job, just like Colonel Travis admonished us in every one of our offices, we have a quote from Colonel Travis on the wall about protecting ourselves against outside aggression. We're better at this than the federal government. The Border Patrol's not doing their job. And the state of Texas will protect the residents of the state.
Well, Jim, let me clear you, because my audio cuts out. I was saying the best people from the military, the State Guard, the federal government are in the Texas Guard. I know your Texas Guard. I know the main attack is happening in Texas, Arizona, and California. I know the governor has said they're going to defend. But we're talking about just in El Paso, they were saying 15,000 now a day instead of 3,000 being the previous record. I understand you're doing a great job, but how do you deal with a flood of something like that? And I'm glad to hear you guys are fired up and, you know, out in the open. That's good news. But give us your view on just how serious this is, and then give us that Colonel Travis quote.
Well, I can't quote exactly, but we've got them on our walls. There's 25 quotes that are in every office. What I'm saying is this isn't getting a lot of attention, but the Attorney General Paxton, and the Governor Abbott, have called up the Texas State Guard unit. We've been in contact with Hood and Bliss, and the adjutant's office there isn't talking to us, okay, for some unknown reason. Now, Major General Bodish is the commander of all Texas forces, the Texas National Guard, the Texas Air National Guard, and the Texas State Guard. And he's activating members of the Texas State Guard, and the next step is the Texas National Guard. But that's got to be approved from the from Washington. Well, we don't have time for that, Alex. And I'll tell you something else. The next step is the authorization of lethal force by the governor. We're not going to wait for anybody above the governor because our state's under attack, Alex. And if we've got to remove illegals from our state and send them to another state, or send them back to Texas back to Mexico, because you know, Alex, that the Rangers have the same power as United States Marshals. They can deport people straight back over to the Mexican provinces. Whether the Mexican governors of those provinces are going to be cooperative or not, they're not coming into Texas. And the governor is a hair's breadth away from authorizing deadly force to be used by the Border Security Operations Center, and the Ranger Reconnaissance Team.
Well, that's as we know. There's talk about that. There's all these armed coyotes that have been shooting and killing people. And let's explain.
Yep.
The beds are overwhelmed. The feds are overwhelmed. The Border Patrol is overwhelmed. The Democrats are saying just capitulate. If we let them break the border, literally 20% of Latin America in the next few years will spill in. This will be the end of the country. I mean, this is ending our sovereignty. This is the new world war right now.
Well, Alex, we just had a staff meeting in Austin this morning. And like I said, the Texas State Guard has been activated, calling in members, deploying to the border. And the next step, if the Border Patrol and the feds do not do something about this, the next step is the Governor Abbott is going to authorize lethal force to prevent this tidal wave coming into the state of Texas. Now, what they do to Louisiana, New Mexico, Arizona, or California is none of our concern. But we're keeping them up.
Well, don't hang up, Jim. Tell us a little bit more about what you're hearing when we come back. Then we'll cram in more phone calls straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here, if you just joined us, station's joining us. I want to be clear. The Border Patrol's estimating 100,000 people a day are trying to get in. They've got up to 15,000 people, triple the number they've ever seen, at two border checkpoints in Texas, one in Arizona, and then one in California. So I was saying three earlier, that's four. So yesterday it was 45,000 a day. It's four checkpoints responding that number. My God, it's up at 60,000 a day now. And these are armed men bringing many of them in. So this is becoming just hysteria. And you heard the major with the Texas Guard saying that this is being escalated up to be able to defend themselves because they're getting shot at. And so they branded all this, that these heroes are trying to get into the country. This has become a really, 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 really serious crisis. I'm going to take calls this segment, the next, and then Mike Adams is coming up. But the second segment of the next hour, I'm going to re-air a piece. We put that article on screen for TV viewers, please. That's from October 21st of last year. Hard to believe already like 4 or 5 months ago, almost 6 months ago. Meet the 600-million-man UN invasion force. And I show all the documents, all the admissions, the UN saying we're going to do this. And I explain how by next year, if we don't stop this invasion force, it will encourage the next invasion force. This is so critical. We'll have it reposted to the main page of InfoWars.com. We'll restream it before Mike Adams comes on live. So, Jim in Dallas, you're all amped up, and that's good. And we are coming down to make it or break it. I'm not somebody that ever wants to invade countries. But Venezuela is a dictatorship with the UN as the main base to flood Colombia and then right into Central America. They admit they're running it. So we cut UN funding. We cut Central American funding, which Trump just did. We cut Mexican funding. We closed the border. And then we stopped playing games with the Democrats who are involved in government and the State Department still orchestrating this. I mean, this is make it or break it. This is the real threat. What do you think?
Well, Alex, I agree with you entirely. In fact, Major General Botish today, and he's the head of the Texas Military Department, Adjutant General, sent out orders to the Texas State Guard to the 1st and 2nd Regiment. So we're going to have armed members of the Texas State Guard down in McAllen and over in El Paso by 1800 tonight. This is coming to a breaking point. The Camp Mabry is going to be setting up a tactical headquarters down in McAllen and in El Paso. So if the federal, like I stated previously, if the federal government is not going to defend Texas, Texans are going to defend Texas. And we're not waiting for the federal government to do anything. And I can tell you right now that the 4th and the 8th and the 19th regiments of the Texas State Guard will be there within 72 hours. And we're not going with rubber bullets. We're being issued live rounds. We will not let the federal government let Texas be invaded by a tidal wave of disease-carrying illegal aliens. And yes, we use the term illegal aliens.
And they're also smuggling, and that's been confirmed in the Senate report and everything. So let me ask you this, though. Notice the Border Patrol Friday said, red alert, we've been overwhelmed, we need help. So they're good people, obviously, and Trump's trying. He's just acting within the confines of Congress. He wanted, you know, $10 billion. He got $1.3 billion. I'm just saying he should declare an emergency, a law enforcement emergency. He should declare a commander-in-chief emergency, and then he can do whatever he wants. I mean, this is the border. This is where presidents have dictator powers.
Well, Alex, you know, as a lifelong Texan, as am I, when you see the Rangers start wearing their tactical uniforms, which is the olive drab, you know that we're not fooling around. And it's just a sad situation that the state of Texas pays 18% of all federal taxes, and we can't get one cavalry soldier from Hood to come down and protect the border. It's not the responsibility of the state of Texas under our current constitutional setup for Texas to have to appropriate $5.2 billion to build a wall in our state because Congress in Washington can't get it done. But I'm here to tell you, like you've said on several occasions, real men are bred in Texas in the history of Colonel Travis. And you will not take our liberty, and the people of the state of Texas have an organization that will defend that Lone Star flag. And we're
No, I agree with you, but I'm just telling you, there's more than one way to skin a cat. We need to be suing Beto, who openly smuggled a bunch of groups for child smuggling. We know he helped smuggle kids in. He brags about it. Just like Jack Posobiec tweeted at Jorge Ramos and said, oh, you say open the border, you support child smuggling. There's more than one way to skin a cat. We need to target legally and lawfully, but no more games, the leadership of the Democratic Party. The gloves are off. Believe me, they are tearing the hell out of me behind the scenes with non-conventional operations. And so you guys are doing a great job. We'll pray for you. You're right. Hundreds of thousands are already headed this way. Hundreds of thousands have hit. And I'm just glad that the folks in our Texas Guard are awake. And I'm glad the governor, who's a great patriot, is awake. But this is the plan to implode the country. So everybody should really, really be pushing for Trump to take action. Just in closing, what would you like to see the president do?
Well, before we get to the president, the attorney general, Kenny Paxton, is not sitting on his hands, Alex. The stuff that you just suggested, and you know, you've spoken off the record with attorney general Paxton.
Well, let's not get these people in trouble, but yeah, they're patriots.
No, but you know that the legal side of the house, that he's as much a fighter as you and I are in the field, as much or more so of a patriot, good man from Plano, Texas, and he's going to take care of that side. Alex, we're not laying down for this. We're up on our high.
No, I understand, because this is it. They're breaking the country right now. I'm just saying, and I agree, let's deal with the big threat, the wave. Who sent the wave? Because I really want those people to get in some trouble. God bless you, Jim. Folks, that's why I tell you, we're not just hyping this crisis up. Trump can act like it's not a crisis. He's not doing that. The last caller can act like it's not a crisis and just kind of like put up with it until we just collapse like Venezuela. We got to deal with this. We got to stabilize the third world, and we got to stabilize our own country. Gosh, Soros makes me sick. Ike in Missouri, you're on the air. Retired police, immigration, family, and Border Patrol. What's your view on the situation?
Well, first of all, Ronald Reagan said a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. And we are not controlling our borders. We have not been controlling our borders for some time. Being a police officer, I've had incidences where I've come across people that were from out of the country. You check the passports. There's no U.S. ports of entry stamps in their passports. You call ICE, you call immigration, and immigration says we don't have the manpower to come down and bring these people in. And this was a small town in the middle of BFB. We need to bolster those ranks. We need to give the money to immigration, to these law enforcement agencies down along the border, down in Texas, to get the personnel that they need to do to protect our border. If we have to use the military to do it, we need to use the military to do it.
No, I agree, but I'm saying we've been talking about this forever. It's here now. They're getting 15,000 a day in El Paso. The previous record was 3,000. It's all broken. Everything's overwhelmed now. The border has fallen.
Yes, it has, without a doubt. But the thing about it is we also need to be looking at our own federal government and the people that are supporting Soros. And the people that are supporting this need to be kicked out of office. They need to have charges against them.
No, I agree. The games are over. I mean, it's either roll over and die or we start legally and lawfully going after all of them. And they're all plum targets. We've got their ass.
The other issue is a lot of Soros' business is conducted down in South America. If you look at a lot of his companies, a lot of the companies that he owns or has interest in are based out of South America.
Of course. So what do you think we should do, Ike?
We need to build the wall. We need to control our border. We need to have a way to legally vet these people if they want to come to the country and make sure that we're not getting the scum of the earth in our country, that these people are coming here that are going to not harm our citizens, show allegiance to the American flag, come here to try to make a better life for themselves and their families. And we need to have a legal way to do it instead of just opening the doors, letting them in, and giving them this welfare. We need to take welfare that we're giving these illegal immigrants.
Exactly.
And we need to put that towards our infrastructure and our soldiers who are homeless.
The UN admits it's a plan to collapse us. I mean, that's why it's cut and dry. And the people, they're just chattel. It's very, very sad. Thank you so much for the call, Ike. All right, I've still got unlimited phone calls here. And we're going to talk about it all when we come back. And then I'm going to air the special report from October. How many months ago was that? 3, 4, 5 months ago. And again, people say, well, how do you know it's going to happen? I'm not smart, but I have learned, like, when the globalists write in white papers what they're going to do and then it happens, it's like they've got an operation here. And it's not like we're being invaded by Switzerland. It's not like we're being invaded by the Romans and then they build aqueducts or something. The globalists are bringing in the lowest level of the third world to collapse us and bragging about it while they're all tax-exempt being jerks. Please don't forget store-wide free shipping, and we've got, 50 to 60% off. It's all going to end in 2 days on all the great products. We need your financial support. Plus, these are great products you need. Please commit today. We're fighting hard. Get a great product. Get a T-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.